said tshuva in the Avner Nezer in the end of Chelek Yerideya, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about Dine Talmid HaChamim and Dine of Rabbanis and Paschal and Shailas. So he has a tshuva regarding Yerusha on a Rabbanis. That Rav passed away, and he had a son who was a Talmid HaChamim, and he had a son-in-law. And the son-in-law was more Marutz of the Kohol, the Balabatim were more interested in having him, but they would settle for the son. So the Shaila is there a din of Yerushan Rabbanasana? So it's a very long tshuva. So usually the tshuvas just have numbers, 1, 2, 3. And this tshuva, because it's so long, it's like a whole kuntris. So he calls this the kuntris Sheish Mavis Lakisei. That on Shlomo Melech's throne, there were 6 steps, the way it's described in Sefer and Balochim, to get up. So this tshuva about the Rabbanis, there are 6 parts, the 6 hurdles that he has to overcome in order to get the Yerusha. It's a very long tshuva. So in the middle of the tshuva, he points out that the din of Yerusha appears in Chumash regarding the Melech. Mam yarech yamim mam mamlach tohu vanov bekerev Yisrael. So the Gemara in Hermias learns out from that pasuk, hu vanov bekerev Yisrael, that there's Yerusha on Malchus. And then we assume that it's not only a Malchus and any position of Sarora. When a person is appointed to a position of leadership, Sarora goes be Yerusha. Malchus is a form of Sarora, so all Sarora's go be Yerusha. Shadis is Torah be Yerusha. Torah doesn't go be Yerusha. Just because a person is a Talmid Chacham doesn't necessarily follow that his children will be Talmid Chacham. In fact, the Gemara has a comment that Mipnei Ma, how come we often find that children of Talmid Chachamim themselves are not Talmid Chachamim? In order that people should realize that the Torah doesn't go Birusha, you got to work hard. If you work hard, you'll know how to learn, but it doesn't go Birusha. So that's why they were poskim who held that that is Bechlal no Yerushan Rabbanis. That was a big machlekes in Achren. Is there Yerushan Rabbanis at all? So the Avnei Nezer says that there's no Yerusha on Torah, there's only Yerusha on Sarora. And he wants to know, what's the status of Rabbanis Bizmanazeh? Is Rabbanis Bizmanazeh, when they appoint a rabbi, is that a position of Torah? Or is that just that he's the executive director of the synagogue? He's just, it's a position of Malchus. So he says the second way. He says, well, the Shailas were always Gepaskant already in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. It's not the rabbi's position to Paskant Shailas. The rabbi is a Talmid Chacham, fine, so he's qualified, but that's not his major job. The major role of the rabbi's actor is to keep peace, to keep law and order in the shul. And that's the major function of the melech. The pasuk says, melech b'mishpat yamid eretz, v'ish trumas yaharsev. The major function of the king is to keep law and order. There's a din of mishpat ha-melech, and there's a din of mishpat ha-halocha. The melech is supposed to judge the people. He quotes a lot of psukim in Malachim with a lot of radaks and a lot of abarbanels. He quotes a lot from Tanakh that the major function of the major role of the king is to judge the people, lishpat ha'am, and there's a function of the rabbanim. Rabbanim have to paskin also. He says there's a difference between rabbanim paskining, rabbanim with smicha paskining, and the melech paskining. The function of the mishpat ha'melech is to maintain law and order. It's not the function of the melech to punish someone as Mahal Shabbos or eats treifas. That's not for the purpose of keeping law and order. For the religion, that's up to Rabbanim, that the Rabbanim should preserve the religion. The function of the Melech is to keep law and order. Bin Adam Lachaveiro. And even the Bin Adam Lachaveiro, the function of the role of the Mishpat HaMelech is just to keep law and order, that's all. The function of a Dayan who has smicha when he paskins is to bring the Shechina down on this world. The Gemara has a Masechus Shabbos in the first perek that when you have a din Torah, and you have a din Torah with smuchim, paskin din Torah, the Tanoim are saying this. So the so that's a gevaldige madrege when they paskin properly. It's like bringing down the Shechina. So the Gemara says Mao Detema. One might have thought that it's only for the purpose of Shlomo Bialmo. The Torah is only to maintain law and order, to keep the peace. So the Avnei Nezer says, like the Mishpat HaMelech. So Tamash Malon, the Tanoim are telling us, no, that's not the role of the Dayanim in the Din Torah. The role of Dayanim is to bring down the Shechina. So the Avnei Nezer says, yeah, that's all fine, Bizman that they had smuchim. So when they gave a real Hayroah, that was a Psak al Pidin HaTorah. But Bizman HaZeh, the Gemara comes to the conclusion on Pei Dalet of the base, that we don't have any smicha bisman hazeh, and we only have the right to function as shlichosai kvabdinon if you have a milsa d'shchicha, is bechi sarinkis. So what does that mean? To maintain law and order. So he says today the rabbanim are just like the mishpat hamelech, only melech and mishpat yamid eretz. So he says that goes birushim, malchus goes birushim. That's a svara. Says the rabbanis today, maybe the rabbanis years ago when they still had smicha. So the role of the rav was to bring down the shechina to paskin shayla. So that was the main role of the rav, was a position of Torah. So Torah doesn't go birushim. Those are achrayim, right? Torah doesn't go birushim. But b'zman hazeh, nobody has any smicha. So we only function as shlicha saikav dinon. If it's a milsa d'shchicha v'iz bechisar kis. So he says, that's an effect, the role of the melech. So that's a position of svarat. So that, he says, goes birush. The first sif in the tour, in Choshe Mishpat, the very beginning, he quotes the Gemara, called Dain, Gemara Sanhedrin, in the first part, called Dain ha'don direm islamitoi, nas ishut ha'kodesh brocha b'maisi b'reishis. What kind of a lotion is that? So the tour explains what it means. The Gemara doesn't explain. The tour explains what it means. That the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Ashlosh Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid. There are two Mishnahs in the first Pirk. One is Ashlosh Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid Al Torah Val Vod Val Minas Chasodim. That's one Mishnah. Then there's a later Mishnah in the first Pirk. Ashlosh Dvarim Ha'olam Kayom, not Ha'olam Omeid. Ashlosh Dvarim Ha'olam Kayom Alo Emes Val Adin Val Hashom. Isn't there a contradiction? Here it says these three, here it says these three. The answer is no. The Mefarshim say, this is Ashlosh Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid, this is Ashlosh Dvarim Ha'olam Kayom. They mean two different things. Ashlosh Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid means what was the purpose, what was the goal of the whole creation? The Baruch Shalom created the world. These are the three pillars of the world. That was the whole goal. Ala Torah v'alavad v'al midos chasarim. But in the functioning of the world, what keeps the world going? So that's Ashlosh Dvarim Ha'olam Kayam. What maintains, what preserves the world? Ala emes v'al adin v'al hashalom. If the people will not bring karbanos and they won't daven and they won't keep Shabbos and kashrus, the world will function also, as long as you have emes din and shalom. But that's not the purpose, the goal of the world is that you should have al atarim al avaydam al gmilas chasod. So since the Mishnah says al shlosh advarim ha'olam kayyam, what keeps the world going is emes v'din v'sholom. So din is one of the three things that keeps the world going. So that's why called dain ha'don dir emes lamit v'nasa shuta v'lakadosh bocha v'maisa bereshis. He's preserving the world. The Rebbe Shalom created a world and it would collapse. If you're not going to have emes din v'sholom, the whole world is going to collapse physically. So the dinos don't deny Islamita is nasa shuta v'lakadosh baruch b'maisa bereishis. But for that, that's the role of the dayan functioning like the mishpat hamelach. That's not the full role of the mishpat hadayanim is to bring down the shechina. It's a different thing. It's much more than that. That's the first step. Ma'ud teim shloma b'yama. The Gemara says in Shabbos daf yud. You would have thought that it's only to maintain to preserve the peace. Melach and mishpat yama and eretz like the mishpat hamelach. So kamash malan. That the Mishpat Hadayanim Hasmuchim is something much more than that. So the basic thing that the Mishpat Hadayanim is the same as Mishpat HaMelech. Melech and Mishpat Yam and Eretz Shlomo B'Yalma. So that's what the Mishnah means. That's what the Braisa means. That Dayan Don Nerem Islamitoy Nasa Shuta V'Lakadosh Baruch. That's the Shuta V'Lakadosh Baruch is from the first level of being done. That you just preserve the world. But the Gemara says that when you have Smuchim, you have something much more than that. There was a whole country that was published, Heoris on the Sheish Marvus Lakise. There was an issue when the Slabodka Rosh Yeshiva in Europe was about to retire. He was an old man, he was still alive. So it was an issue between his son and his son-in-law. So the son-in-law printed a whole country, Heoris on the Avnan Ezes, Sheish Marvus Lakise, to prove that he has the right, he didn't get anything, to prove that he has the right, Yarshin, his father-in-law, was still alive also. To establish that he has the right to take over his father-in-law's position as the Rosh Hashiva. It's a great going, but he didn't get it. Anyway, that's based on this Gemara, that Avnei Nezer has one chunk of his tshuva. The Gemara says that we are not the Dan Dinik Nosses Bebogo, because we need Smuchim, and we don't even say Shlichosai Kavdinon on this. Yeah, that's a question of whether Machloikis, we said whether Shlichosai is the Raisa of the Rabbana. Thus's opinion is that in a few places that Shlichosai works even on Gerus. So the Nesivis points out and Siman Aleph is cut in Aleph. Obviously, Tesis thinks that Shlich Lesayu is works min HaTorah. And the Rashbo and Yivamis argues on Tesis. What do you mean? There's such a thing as a Ger mid the Rabban. He says a Dava Pashat. Shlich Lesayu, just a fancy way of saying Hefke Bezna Hefke. Shlich Lesayu only works in Dini Mamas. It doesn't work in Isavet. So That's a shaila of shlichasai. It's only the Rabbanan. Does it make sense even to apply shlichasai to knas? The Gemara says the reason why we don't apply shlichasai to knas is because leis bechisarin kis. By definition, knas is yosem in mashehizik. I pay karen and kefal. So the karen is mashehizik. So then you say shlichasai on that. But as far as the kefal or the dal of the head, that's yosem in mashehizik. So then they never made the institution of shlichasai. So others say that it's much more than that. Not stam because leis bechisarin kis, because by knas, the whole shlichasai only works with the Rabbanan. If you would assume like the Rashba, doesn't work with the Torah. It's on the level of the Raisa, there is no chiyuv knas. You have to have a gemar din of a pesn smuchim. What are you going to say? With the Rabbanan, there's a chiyuv knas. That sounds a little funny. But the others, by the other chiyuv mamon, the chiyuv exists. The only thing is that the pesn had yaitis has an issa. They're not allowed to deal with the case. So they write in the beginning of Sanhedrin, quoting the Ramban, that this pasuk lefneim lo lefnei hadyotis contains two aspects. As an iser, the hadyotis are not permitted to be done, not permitted to be noitel kisron shalas smuchim. They're not allowed to rush in and take over as if they have smicha. And then number two, it's a psul that if a hadyot, a non summer will participate in an inter, so the whole inter is null and void. Is not valid. So he says, he quotes the Ramban, the Shlichasai Kavod, and it means that the Smuchim HaMoichal on the Kavod. So once the Moichal on the Kavod, so there's no Iser. And once there's no Iser, so in the Mele, there's no Psul. Because the Psul is a function of the Iser. The reason why Bezin Shalad Yaitis is Psul is because they have an Iser to participate in such a Dindar. If there won't be a Psul, if there won't be an Iser, then there won't be a Psul. So the way the Ramban explained it, it sounds like Shlichasai should work on the level of their Iser. Not like the Rashba. One can say like the Rashba, and just say Shlichasai Kavdina works on the level of the Raisa to remove the Isser. There's no Isser. But you don't have to say that the Psul is a function of the Isser. You can say there's a Psul, a Bezen Shel Hadyotis is not qualified. You can say Shlichasai from today till next year. Shlichasai just means that the Mechel on the Kovid, there's no Isser. But still, bottom line, it's going to be a Bezen Shel Hadyotis. You don't have a kosher Bezen. So regarding a Chiyuv Mamon, you don't have bezin. You don't need a bezin. The Torah says it's mukhif to pay the money. Someone has to decide how much money. Okay, so there's an iser for a hedyot to decide. So the rabbanim will make all that a hedyot may decide. They were moichal on the kovet, shlichasai kavdin, and moichal on the kovet. So we permit the hedyot to decide it. But still, we don't consider it a din Torah. On the level of the raisa, shlichasai doesn't work to be machshir the bezin. So there was no din Torah, but the fellow knows how much he owes, so he has to pay on his own. But the knas that we had the Bir Agro earlier, the Hagos Agro, that he quoted a Gemara in Ksubis, with the Yerushalmi, with the Gemara in Bava Kamma. There isn't even a Biris Chasidus to pay the Knas on your own before you have a Psak HaBez. Suppose, man, you don't have a Gemara Din on the Knas, there's nothing to pay. The one could say a little less with the Shaila. The Gemara just says, because Leis Bechisar and Kis, that's why you don't say Shlichasai. If you say like the Rashbon Yeramas, that Shlichasai only works mid the Rabbanon to be Machsha the Bezin. Shlichasai works mid Atur, perhaps the way they're on explained, B'Shem HaRamban, to lift the Isser. That they're not in violation of the Isra of Lifnei Mula Lifnei Adiyotis, not being neutral. Kisran Shel HaSmuchim, the Smuchim gave them permission to be done. So that we can understand, you say Shlichasai by Mammon, but to say Shlichasai by Knas, bottom line, there is no Bezin. If there's no Bezin, so there's no Chiyuv Knas. So what is he paying the Knas? So that's why many assume that it's a little more than what the Gemara says. Gemara just says because Leis Bechisar and Kis. So bottom line, you don't have to pay any Knas. So someone is Oynus and Mefata and Moisi Shemra and he does Kol Davar Asa in the world, he doesn't have to pay the Knas because we don't have any Smuchim. So all the Rishonim say, based on the Mishnah later in the Perek, it says that the Chovah B'Chaver, even if he pays the money, Hafal Pisha Shilam Eina Nimchala Achi Ratzes Chaver, he has to ask forgiveness for the other person because Sof Kol Sof, he ba'avalt him, he did an Avla Bin Adam L'Chaver. So even if he paid him the money, if the other fellow is not Michael, so he has a problem. What's the din if he pleads and he paid what he's supposed to pay and he apologizes 1,000 times over, and the other fellow doesn't want to be Michael him. So the Gemara in the end of Yuma that he asked Mechila in front of a minion, and even if that's also Hefke Bezdin Hefke. So the minion is Michael on behalf of the other person. Even if he died, he says, even if the fellow died. And I apologize, I say, what can I do? I apologize. So the Bezdin is authorized to be Moichel on behalf of the one who refuses to be Moichel. So that's what they have in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say I paid the money and I apologize and shame. And the other fellow is an achzer, he doesn't want to forgive me. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that you ignore him, because that's not fair on his part. He's supposed to be moichel. So, but let's say I was ma'anis and mefata moitzi shemra, and we don't make any payments of knas bizman hazeh. So I ask forgiveness. So the other person said, the girl says, I'm not, my wife, the moitzi shemra. So why should I forgive you? You're such a Russian. You're ma'anis and mefata mi moitzi shemra, whatever. Why should I forgive you? The Torah would have made you pay. So the halacha says if there's no bezin smuch mesi, you don't pay. So the bezin will make hefke. They'll be mevata. They'll be moichel on behalf of the girl. No, the din Torah should be that I should pay. So all the rishonim, they quote in Siman Aleph in the Chosham Mishpat, all the rishonim say the bezin should assess. We should establish a bezin. Bezin should pasken on the issue of mechila, that we have a right to pasken as banazeh. One person ba'abel the other person. So the bezin should pasken, how much do we think is proper that the one who ba'abel should pay the other one, the nechbal or the nizik or whatever, that it should be reasonable, then he should ask for mechila. Stam should ask for mechila without making any restitution at all. So that's not fair. So the bezin should determine how much he should pay. So then the ravid on the bottom of the rif in the fourth parak in Ksubas in the Arishan is sponsored, that's where he starts the hasogas ravid. On the rift. So the writer writes in the fourth parak. So he writes that all of the dinim of knas don't apply bizman hazeh, but he quotes from the Shuvas HaGoyim, the same that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Bezin should assess how much the fellow should be made to pay. He has to make some restitution. Otherwise, it's not fair on his part that he's asking mechila. So then the writer writes, and this is quoted also in the Ramah and Siman Aleph. The Ravid writes that the Bezin should make an assessment either more than the amount that the Torah says or less the amount. They shouldn't say the exact same amount. They can say more, they can say less. What is that based on? So that's probably based on that Loshon HaGemara in Sanhedrin Adaf Me'vav and Aleph. The Gemara quotes a Braisa. That Braisa appears in Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is a very old source. So the Brisa says, Shamaiti, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov says, Shamaiti, I have a tradition, Shebezin makam yonchin shaloi men adin. Bezin has a right to give Misa, to give Malkus, to make a penalty, to pay Mammon. Harua shol migda milsa. That's what the Gemara says in Yevamos. The Gemara says, if ain korach biyad chachamim, the Gemara has a machlekes in Yevamos, and daf peiches, and daf peites, whether yesh korach biyad chachamim lakadov ben ator bikum v'yasei or not. So if it's, the Gemara says, if it's lo harua shol migda milsa, Eliyahu b'Har HaKarmel does shchut echutz. There was a Beis HaMikdash at that time. So that was chad pami, that was on one occasion. He felt that he's going to accomplish, Migda Milsa is going to accomplish something exceptional, and then they talk all screams out, Hashem Hu Alikim, Hashem Hu Alikim. They stop worshipping Avodah Zarah. So he was permitted to do it, not only, Tosfos explains that, not only because he did it b'nevuah. No, even if there wouldn't have been a nevuah, a Bezin would also be allowed to do it. L'Hayru HaShor, Migda Milsa, chad pami, on one occasion. And they feel they're going to accomplish a lot. There's not accomplished money in their pocket. They're going to accomplish a lot for Yiddishkeit. So then, Yeshkach b'yad chachamim lakadav menator b'kum v'yasei lohei rosha l'migdamos. What about l'doyreis? So that's a machloikis, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion, no. The maskanas ha-bavli is, Eikach b'yad chachamim lakadav menator b'kum v'yasei. The rabbis cannot permit, all those who live in the suburbs are permitted to drive to the synagogue on the Sabbath in order to maintain Jewish identity is pikuach nefesh. If they won't maintain Jewish identity, they'll be lost to Yiddishkeit. So we're going to be matter for ages, but the Reform, the Conservative, they're matter shine to drive to the synagogue. No limit. If the Orthodox rabbis would say it, they would say for the next 2 months or for the summertime, whatever. They would say till you have a minyan, okay? So then if they feel they're going to accomplish something tremendous, for Yiddishkeit, not for their pockets. So that's called Hayrosha Lamigda Milsa. Hayrosha does mean only Chatta Ami. Hayrosha can mean for a couple of weeks, for a couple of months, for a couple of years, but not indefinitely. If you do it indefinitely, then it's called Lederis. And the Maskana Sagamar and the Bavli is Eikach Yachachamim Lakadom and Atara Likum Yasei Lederis. Only Hayrosha Lamigda Milsa. So the Gemara asks, what about all the knosis midirabbanan? Min ha-Torah, the person is potter from paying. Midirabbanan, we declare that he has to pay. Isn't that akiras dov min ha-Torah b'kum b'yasei? We give him my money. It's the gzela, gigam et ha-money. So how do they make a takana midirabbanan in the area of dini mamonis that I have to pay someone else? Someone has to pay someone else money, l'doiris. no time limit, it's indefinitely. Isn't that Akira's daf and Atar Bekumbia say that the other, we permit the other person to steal? So the Gemara says that's based on Hefke Bezna Hefke. That's not a problem. So the Gemara has the Lashon there. Shamaiti on Daf Nevav and Aleph in Sanhedrin, and it's quoted there in the Sugya in Yivamis also on Daf Peites on the base. That although we pask in the Maskanos Abablis, Ein Kach Biachacham in Lakadom and Atura, Likum Viasei in the Doros, but Shamaiti, Shebez Mach Meyanshin, Vatzorach Ashol, Hirosho, the Migna Milsa. So the Brisa continues, V'loi Laval de Retera, Elakadei Lasa Siog Latera. So what does that lashon mean? V'loy laver al divetera el kedelasu siog latera. Of course, v'loy laver al divetera. We're talking about the bezin wants to accomplish lahirasha the migdam milsa. What kind of a lashon? They shouldn't be reformed rabbis. They should be orthodox rabbis. V'loy laver al divetera. They shouldn't have a mind to undo the whole Torah. Kedelasu siog latera. What the Gemara means? They shouldn't be. They shouldn't have an interest to reform the religion. They should have an interest to preserve the religion. That's what the whole thing is all about. That means the Migda Milsa. So what is that? That's what the Lashon means. So it could be. That's what it means. It should only be Lahirasha the Migda Milsa. It shouldn't be Lederus. So the Ravid, wrote this Lashon. The Ravid quotes from the Gaonim, and the Ramah quotes in the Siman Aleph, that when the Bezdin Paskins, that someone has to pay like Oynes and Mefatim or Tisham or whatever, Kefal Dalavahay, they can make it pay more, they can make it pay less than the amount of Torah, but they shouldn't pass on the exact same amount of the Torah. So one gets the impression as if the Ravid's Gaonim that he's quoting, the Chuvus HaGaonim that the Ramah is quoting, Siman Aleph, they understood that that's the meaning of that line. That's how the Taz writes in Hilchos Shofar, and that's how the Maharam Lublin writes in the Tshuva, and that's how the Mashal writes. All three write the same. They were more or less the same time. The Taz and the Mashal, and the Mashal was the same generation as the Ramah, the 1500s, the 1550s, and the Taz was in the 1660s, and the Marab Lublin was around the same line at the same time as the Taz in the 1600s, late 1600s, middle 1600s. But they all write the same thing, that that's the meaning of that line. But the Taz posed that kasha in the name of the Bach. When the Chachamim made the Gzera the Rabbanon prohibiting Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos because of the Gzera Shem Yavirena Dalar Amos Bishus Aram, why weren't they worried on every Rosh Hashanah Shechal Niyas B'chol? It should be Mashmiya Kol Gzera Shem Yisakin Kleshir. And there's even something to fix in the Shofar. It's not only Aloy Plo. The Mishnah talks about if the Shofar isn't working well, so a discussion about fixing it. So there's what to be Misakan Manin even in the Shofar. But even without that, even if there weren't any Misakan Manin in the Shofar, that the Gzeira Mashmiya Kol. So the Taz says, the Teretz, the name of the Bach, he says, to be Yoike, the whole mitzvah Lagamrei, so that's a violation. Keneged Dovam Mefurish Bator, the Chacham have no right to make Gzeira the Rabbana. He says, that's a violation of what it says in the Brisa. What do you mean? Of course, the motivation of the rabbis is not to be over on the Torah. He says, no, it means he can't do it, can't they make a din de rabbanan, keneged dova hamufurish batorah. So that's how the Taz interprets, that's how the Marshal has such a comment in Sanhedrin and Daftun Beis. There's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, there are Arba Mrs. Bezin, the Skila, Sreifa, Herik, and Chenik. So how do you do Sreifa? So you don't burn the person alive. You take lead and you melt it and you pour the melted lead down the person's throat and it burns out his kishkas and he dies. So the Gemara says, why don't you just burn him? Why don't you just burn him to death? The Gemara says, no, that's terrible. We have a pasuk, we have to l'rach kamocha, bro lo misa yofa. L'rach to l'rach kamocha is koveya, the form of punishment that the bezin should do. If you can interpret sreifa one way or the other, so do it this way, don't do it the other way. Sure. So that's how we establish the Mishnah, says like that. That's how they give sreifa, they pour the melted lead down the person's throat. So the Gemara tells a story that one of the Amoraim had a situation of a Bas Kohen Shezinso, and he punished her with Sreifa, and he burnt her alive. So the Gemara says that the Amoraim made two little mistakes. One little mistake was that that's not the correct way of doing Sreifa, as it says in the Mishnah. The other mistake was that the Amoraim lived centuries after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And 40 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin went into Golus. So the Gemara says, what is the halachic significance of that historical event? So So the Gemara says halachic significance is shloim mishen done in nefashos can only be done in nefashos all over the world in the Sanhedrin Tana. If you have a Sanhedrin Gdayla b'mkayma in the Lishkas Hagozes, but from the moment that Golsa Sanhedrin, if the Sanhedrin is no longer in the Lishkas Hagozes, so then you can no longer have any Sanhedrin. One big legal system, and the Supreme Court, the Chief Supreme Court is the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. So if they don't exist, so all the little Sanhedrin Tanas, all the Sanhedrins all over the world don't exist either. So it can't be done in the Foshes. So it was already a few centuries later. Where did he get this Einfall from? So the Gemara says he made two little mistakes. He gave Din in the Foshes Bizman Hazeh. What do you mean he didn't know that? No one gives Din in the Foshes Bizman Hazeh. You don't have to be, I mean, well, he was born yesterday. Yes, Kerem. No one, everybody knows no Din in the Foshes. No one alive today remembers anybody getting Din in the Foshes. Bizman Abayis that gave Din in the Foshes. And then he made a mistake against the Mishnah. So how was he in Amayra? He didn't know the Ferish and Mishnah that Sreifa does mean that you burn the person alive. So the Maharshal on that Gemara on the bottom of the Rif, the Maharshal writes, and the Maharam Lublin, who was a little later, Maharshal was a contemporary, the Maharshal was a cousin of the Ramos, so they used to correspond, they lived in the 1500s, 1550s. And the Maharam Lublin was the same time as the Maharshal in the 1600s. So the Maharam Lublin has such a tshuva, where he writes the same shot as the Maharshal in the Gemara. He says, Marshall thinks that the two kashas that the Gemara says, the two mistakes that he makes, choda v'chavato mitarza. One kasha farenf is the other kasha. He says he knew that he lives bizman shein beis hamikdash kaim, so he can't be done in the nefashes bizman hazeh. The Gemara has two reasons why he can't be done. One is because he can only, the sanhedrin can only function bizman that you have a bez nagadol, and the last 40 years of the bais shein and the bez nagadol left the lishkas hagozes, and no sanhedrin tana can function. The Gemara has another drasha in addition to that. Even if there would be a Sanhedrin functioning in the Beis Hamikdash, but you don't have a Kohen Oive, you don't have Kohanim being makriv Karbanos, so the Gemara says also, Bizman Shein Hakrovis Karbanos, there's no Din of Din in the Fashim. There's two reasons why you can't have Bizman Hazeh. So the Maharshal and the Maharam and the Tshuva, they both say the same thing. This is a famous Tshuva of the Maharam. He talks about giving Din in the Fashim Bizman Hazeh. So in the later editions of the Maharam Lublin's tshuvas, they left it out. In the earlier editions, you have it. The later editions, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, they left it out. It just goes from Kuf Lamed Zayin to Kuf Lamed Tes. They should have had brains. They should have changed all the numbers. No. So it made it obvious that the Jewish censors, the Jews, left it out. They were afraid that the Goyim would kill them. So that's why some, we used to have here in Yeshiva, Professor Isaac Lewin, he used to teach here. So he published, he had a Ksav Yad that he had from the earlier edition, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, oh, you have it over here. So the Tshuva exists, and Simen Kuf Lamed Ches. So they both say the same shot, that the one Kasha Farenf is the other Kasha. That this Amoira knew that Ein Don Din in the Foshes Bizman Hazeh, but he wanted to give the death penalty, Lohay Rasha, the Migdal Milsa, to prevent the Znus. So he decided he's going to give a Sreifa, but he can't give her the correct Sreifa. That's the din v'loy lav al divrei Torah. You can't go against what it says, davar hamafurish b'Torah. We don't have smuchim today, we don't have Sanhedrin, so we're going to give sreifa the same way it says in the Torah. No, we have to give a sreifa that should be nika, should be muchach mitoicha, that is hoi rasha mikdem milsa. Only lohoi rasha. So that's why he gave davke, sreifa in a different form. Ayiz dachanapi keres, is chaylik an ligim ore. So the marashas ve'neneke chaylik al hashas. I'm not arguing, he says, this is a historical question. I have a right to argue with the Gemara in history. The Gemara says the Amora made two mistakes in Halacha. So I'm faremfering one kasha, faremf is the other kasha. I'm not arguing with the Gemara in Halacha. So he says you have a right. You have a right to argue with the Gemara in history. That's what they both write, the same thing. The Tshuva and the Maharam and the Marshal on the bottom of the Marshal, they both say the same shot in the Gemara. So that's what the Goinim say over here. That the Beis Din has the right to determine if a person is chayv kenas, innocent of fatah moitzi shemra, or whatever, choyvu b'chabeiro. So the Gemara says you don't say shlichusai kabdina na gzeilus v'chavons. So Tosis has the kasha, the top Tosis on the second Tosis on Pei Dalaram and Beis. Tosis has the kasha. You have a lot of Gemaras where it seems that they were done gzeilus and they were done chavolus. So Tosis has two terutzim. So a major question. One suggestion Tosis gives is you're not dan gzeilus al yidei chavolus. If someone sacked the other guy gzeilus alone, you are done. That's a milsa d'shchicha. Jews do steal, unfortunately. That's called milsa d'shchicha. And chavolus alone, you are done. But you should have gzeilus al yidei chavolus. That's a milsa d'shchicha. when someone gets me angry, I sock him in the face and I beat him up. That's enough. That's shchiach enough to be considered most of the shchiach that you say shlich l'sayim. But people get enraged. But gzeila dechavola, an armed robbery, I should beat the guy up and then steal his money. So that's a milsa gadol shchiach that the Jews don't do. So that's one suggestion that the Tesis gives me. The Gemara says gzeilas v'chavolas, it means together. Gzeilas aideh chavolas. But gzeilas alone, chavolas alone, we want done this manazah. The other suggestion Tesis gives is no. That the fellow was teiches. Or it happened in the days of the Gemara, where there was still smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, and he says, I want to go to Eretz, you're going to Eretz Yisrael anyway for Pesach. So I want to go to Eretz Yisrael also for Pesach, and we'll go to a bezin over there, and they'll be done. So the guy says, okay, I want to enjoy my Pesach. Let's have it in Tari. So if the both parties agree, they should be done here. So wonderful. So then the Bezin can't be kai for him to be done. But if you're Makabal of Bezin, that's fine. What pressured the fellow to accept that they should be Makabal of local Bezin is because he'd gone to Eretz Yisrael anyway. So I'm going to bring him to the Tari, and I'm going to ruin your Pesach. I'm going to ruin your Chalamoy. So rather than ruin his whole visit there to Israel, the other fellow under this pressure agrees to accept the Bezin over here. So that's what so in Shulchan Aruch they quote. There are certain cases, either Gzeilas Shalidei Chavolos or Gzeilas Alon Chavolos Alon, however you read Pshat and Igmar, there are cases where you're not done Bezman Hazeh, but still the Bezin has the right to insist. He doesn't have to be Mephias, he doesn't have to accept your apologies if you don't offer him any restitution at all. It says in Shulchan Aruch, even let's say someone humiliates someone else, he's mevaza someone else. So that's called Boishes Dvorim. The Mishnah said you don't have to pay. You only pay Boishes if I was choyvel b'chaveira, I slapped him in public and I touched him. But if I spit on the floor in front of him and I curse him and I mevaza him, everything like that, that's Boishes Dvorim. You don't pay. You don't pay. You don't have to apologize. Of course, you have to apologize. The other fellow can say, I don't accept your apology unless you make some restitution. You have to do something before. Why should I accept your apology? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch has all this in Siman Aleph, even Boishes Dvar. So the Bezin has to determine how much he has to pay. So when they're determining, they shouldn't say the same amount that it says in the Torah, Hamishim, Shalonis, and Mefata, and Meir Shal Motzi Shema. No, that's like the Amora would have given the real Sreifa, the way the Mishnah describes it, with the melting down the lead. They don't want to give the exact same Einish that's written in the Torah, because they know they don't have any Smuchim Mizban Hazeh. So they'd rather beat around the bush. They'd rather make him pay either more or less than the amount that it says in the Torah. That it shouldn't be an outright contradiction to what it says in the Torah. That's based on V'loi Lav Al Divrei Torah. V'loi Lav Al Divrei Torah. So then it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Bezin determine how much the fellow should have to pay. And that's considered reasonable. And then the guy pays that amount, and then he says, I want to apologize. And then the victim says, I don't accept your apology. So then it says in Shulchan Aruch, we tell him, we don't care whether you accept the apology or not. We'll declare a hefker bezin hefker. You have no right to have tarumas against him. Just like the bezin can be mafke my jacket, they can be mafke my mammon. So this is also a schus to have tarumas against the other person. I have the right to have tarumas. There's mishnais like that in the end of Bo Metzia. The mishnais have certain places, certain situations where the boss doesn't have to pay the workers, and sometimes does have to pay. So the mishnah says, the workers quit, or the boss backed out, they have no job, so someone loses money, either the boss or the workers. So the Mishnah says sometimes, the party who caused the hefsid to the other one doesn't have to pay, has a right to have tarumas. So they say the name of Rabbi Saul Salat, you see from that Mishnah, that to have tarumas is also a schus. You have to have the right to have tarumas. Sometimes I had a dream that you insulted me. I think you said something, and I'm very sensitive, I'm oversensitive, and I'm angry at you. Why did you say that in public? You insulted me. And in my furthest dreams, I never intended to insult you. So the Bezin has to determine, the Mishnah is determined, do you have the right to have tarumas? Do you not have the right to have tarumas? When you have a right to have tarumas, then the guy has to be mefais you. So that's what they have in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph. If the Bezin determined Bezman Hazeh, that the fellow has to make some amount of restitution approximately similar to what it says in the Torah, either more or less, and then the fellow pays that amount, and then he apologizes, and then the other fellow, the victim, says, I don't accept your apology. So the Bezin will declare, you have no right to have tarumas anymore. We say, hefker bezin hefker. It's a schus moment. It's a schus that you have a right to have tarumas. We declare, you have no schus. The guy paid you, and he apologized. We are satisfied with the apology that he made. So shy. That's all in Siman Aleph.
As far as Shlichus Sayyid, they would say we don't say Shlichus Sayyid. But doesn't the Gemara say Abai and Rava were Ma'asha are giving? You can force the husband to give a get to his wife.
Right.
So you need smoking for that. So doesn't the Gemara apply Shlichus Sayyid in that instance?
The Gemara says Shlichus Sayyid, yeah. Yeah, so we assume the Rashba said, we mentioned the Rashba, and Yabam says Shlichus Sayyid is only the Rabban, only works in Didi Mamas, doesn't work in Issa Behemoth. So, how did you learn that Gemara? So, that's what we just explained before, maybe before you came in. There are two parts to Shlichus Sayyid. That's how the Ran in the beginning of Sanhedrin quotes from the Ramban. He says, there are two parts to the Pasuk, Ela Mishpat Mishtasim Lifnaim, Lifnaim Go Lifnei Hadyotis. So, one is that there's an Isser on the Hadyotis, to be Noitel Kisram Shalas Mucham, also Lahem Lodun. And the second din is lifnem, lifnei hadyotis, that hadyotis apsulim lodun. So the Rashba holds that that second din that they said shlichusai kavdinon, that hadyotis akasha lodun, that's only with the Rabbanon based on hefkid. The hadyotis are never kasha lodun. But the first din, the Rashba can agree that that's the raisa. That if the moichel on the kovid, that's how the Ran explains it. That's last week we mentioned the chasam seif and the chuvas like that. Chelik choshimish, but he's mechavin to the Ran b'shem Ramban. The same thing. Shlichusai means that the moichel on the kovid, the whole iser for the hadyotis to be koifa laget. A get doesn't need a bezin. To be koifa laget, that you need a bezin. Why do you need a bezin shel smuchim? Because it's an iser. That's what the Ran quotes b'shem Ramban, beginning of Amos. There's an iser on the part of the hadyotis shelo litol kisran shel smuchim. So once the smuchim are moichel on the kovid, they had to be moichel on the kovid because they saw that the smicha is going to disappear. There were so many gzeres against the Jews that were going to be traveling into Golus for so many centuries, so it will be impossible to give smicha. And you can't give smicha in Chutzlah, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chachamim saw the smicha is going to disappear. So all the Rabbanim had smicha, they were all moichel on the kovid. So once the moichel on the kovid, that takes off the yisr. So the Rashba holds that the second step that the Ran says, the Ran explains it so well, b'shem Rabban, he makes the whole thing into a din deraisa. He says that the psul had yotis apsulim to serve on a bezdin. The psul is a function of the yisr. So whatever the moichel on the kovid, there's no yisr. So in mele, there's no psul. So the way the Ran explained it, the whole din of shlichus sayyid works 100%. It works min hatorah. So it can even work in yisr v'het. It can even work by geirus. Yeah. So that far, the Rashba is not prepared to go. But the first step, he probably is masking. Shlichus sayyid takes off the yisr. So if there's no yisr, so the hadyotis can be koif on a get. If they didn't violate anything, well, so that's not considered a get meusa. It was kedin. The halacha says that we have a right to force him. And a get doesn't need a bezin. If gerishin, if every get would need a bezin, so then it would be no good. The bezin is not, is only hadyotis. In Shulchan Aruch it says that you should require a bezin for a get. That's why you shouldn't give a get balayla, only by yom, because there's no yeshiva's bezin balayla. So the Don Gaon writes that that's only, it's against all the Gemaras, and the same Rishonim, the first piece in the Ozarua, the first piece in the Marshal, in the Amshe Shleim Aksubis, he quotes this from the Ozarua, that by Gittin and Kiddushin you need a Bezdin, and they should both be Bayom, and they shouldn't be done B'Kroitin, they shouldn't have a relative be Mesad Kiddushin. And you shouldn't have a relative be Mesadar a get. In Shulchan Aruch, they only quote this Chumrah by the get. They don't quote it by Kiddushin. So he mentioned that the Knesset HaGdolah writes that when he came to Constantinople, they had this terrible meaning of getting married by Laila. He says it's against the din. Ayin Shulchan Aruch is not quoted. It's an avla on the part of the Ramah that he didn't quote it. He should have quoted the whole thing. If he quoted, why did he only quote half? Should have quoted the whole Arzurah. The Arzurah says it by Gittin and Kiddushin. So the Vilna Gaon says that this whole story that you need a bezdin, when machma like the Ozaru, that you need a bezdin by getting the kiddushin, you shouldn't have kroiv and be mesadik kiddushin, shouldn't be mesadik aget, shouldn't be balayla, should be bayom. We're only choshesh lachatchila for this. And this whole thing, this is not nikar adin. This is a chumah that was introduced by the chachamim, and he points out the Rashi in the beginning of Gittin, the very beginning of Gittin, that the Gemara says mesheni adeb tiv getting the kiddushin la yehelo esik imohim. So Rashi writes, "Lo yehil esik imam, you shouldn't serve as a dayan on a case of gittin kiddushin." So that's the Rashi. Rashi sounds like he's saying that you need a bezdin with the rabbanon. When this chumra was instituted, Mishenei David did gittin kiddushin. Lo yehil esik imam. That was in the days of Ravuna, I think, the days of the later Amoraim. So they're the ones who, according to the Ozarua, they are the ones who introduced this chumra that a get and a kiddushin need a bezdin. But minatayre, you don't need a bezdin for kiddushin. You don't need a bezdin for get. These Rishonim hold that it's a Chumah Midrabbanan. So for that Chumah Midrabbanan, so for that you can say Shlichus Sayyid. Okay, so that it's only you only need smuchim in the rabbanon. So for that, you hey mama by mama, the shlichus say would be good. But when you really need an isur hetter, when you really need a bez, namely by geiris, the Rashba holds you really need a bezin. Then he holds, how can you say shlichusayu? Shlichusayu doesn't work min haTorah. It only works min derabbanan, based on hefke bez nehefke. It's just an explanation as to what it looks like. Shlichusayu is the way it looks like. But mikra din is only based on hefke bez nehefke. It only works in didi mamash.
Lachor, isn't the Ran who's quoting the Ramban's imagine correct based on the principle of Kol Nosodel Mahani? Isn't that exactly quoting the Ran's Svara?
That's a question, when do we apply that cloud? Nil Sadam Rahman al-Asaba, the Yavad al-Mahani, doesn't always apply. Taisa shows there are many exceptions to the rule. The Gemara has a few exceptions to the rule. And Taisa shows more exceptions to the rule. So that's a question, when does it apply? The Pashto says that din, Nil Sadam Rahman al-Asaba, the Achranim asked the Kasha, the Marit asked the Kasha, and the Mishnah in Chulin, in the first parak on Daf Yudalit. Says Hashem b'Shabbos chitosik sheira afal pishem eschay benavshe. Even though he did an aver, he's machal Shabbos, but the shechita of the behemah is kosher. So the Marit is Rabbi Kivega on Hilchah Shechita quotes the Marit is the kasha. Why don't you say Yovid leMahani? So different terutzim are given. So they say Rabbi Chana Vasserman has a long piece in the sefer where he talks about different cases. Some cases you need das bailim, and other cases you don't. Let's say by mekach hamemka you need das bailim. Like in the kiddushin you need das bailim. By chalitza you don't need das bailim. Just performing a mitzvah, then the mele the isha becomes materially nasev hashuk. That's why you can't make a shliach, and that's why you can't make a tanai. You can only make a shliach if you're the bailim on this chalois. I'm not a bailim on the chalois by chalitza. I perform the mitzvah of chalitza, and mele she becomes materially nasev hashuk. The Gemara puts it together. So the Gemara says you can neither make a shliach by chalitza, nor can you make a tanai by chalitza. So Rabbi Chana goes ahead to explain further that milsa damachmano lesavad yovid loymahani only applies when you need das habaylim, and the Torah says you have no right to express such a das. So then you say yovid loymahani, but it's not a question of das. What shchita is good even without das? Shchita ain't tzviacha kavana. Let's say you need koyach gavra, but you don't need kavana. Let's say the sheikhar is throwing a knife to hit a target, and then accidentally the knife does a shechita. So the Gemara says, if it'll be a good shechita, so the Gemara says it's good. We pass on the shechita, doesn't need kavana. Even the Tana who says that if you need kavana, so Tosis points out in Mechulot, even according to the Tana who says you need kavana, it doesn't hold that you need kavana l'shem heter achila. It just holds you need kavana chaticha simana. Otherwise, not called koyach gavra. It's a different word, not called koyach gavra. But it's not shechita, it's not a maisa bailus. So that's where Rabbi Chanan says you wouldn't say milsa dam rachman al asavad yavid lamahani. It wouldn't apply over there. People do things that are not permissible. They do have errors, and they can still bring about a halos.
Gezel needs das. Gemara applies yavid lamahani to gezel.
That's a question how, to acquire ownership. The Gemara says gezel and you make a kinyan later on. I have a kinyan zela. And then when a shina occurs, then it belongs to me completely. So the Gemara says, shina kaina is because I have a kinyan zela, and later on, so how did I get that kinyan zela in the first place? I have no right. I'm not a bailam to take your property. You have to be maknet. The nigzal never authorized my taking it. So that's what the Gemara says. That should be. How can there be such a din? How can there exist a kinyan zela that will help the ganav to be kind of the gamri later if and when a shina will occur? They were just talking about the kinyan zela his chai b'yonsin. So that's not a problem. The Torah says Chai B'yonsim, but you're going to say he's going to be koina legamri later on. How can that be? So that the Gemara brings that into the topic of Nil Sadam Achman al Asabad Yavad Amahani. He doesn't have a das bailim to be koina. To be koina, to acquire ownership from someone else, you normally need das bailim. So that's Rabbi Chana thinks that's the teretz on the Maritz Kasha. Hashech b'shabesh chitosek sher afa pishim eschai b'nafshoi. And the Maritz asked the Kasha, why not say Nil Sadam Achman al Asabad Yavad Amahani? So it has nothing to do with that. What are you going to say? The shechita is not chal. He did the shechita properly. There was a karkav. You don't need das bailam over there. So the same over here. Let's say a bezin will convene, and they had the right to convene. So that per se doesn't. That per se doesn't possible. Just because he did an aver, that doesn't pass. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a discussion that different kinds of knas. Let's say Bezin decides to penalize the person lahira shua the migdam milsa. So you're going to say that if you have no smuchim, so no Bezin today has the right to introduce a penalty. No, the Beis Din has a right to give dinin nefashis bizman hazeh. That's also Bak Meir Shishlam Adin is simen base. Beis Din has a right to give dinin nefashis today. It says you don't even need a Beis Din of some Rishonim. The Meiri quotes on that Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mevav. He quotes one opinion that Bak Meir Shishlam Adin is only the Sanhedrin Gedolah has a right to do that, to give Misa or Malkus when the halacha doesn't warrant it. So that's not the accepted opinion. Shulchan Aruch simen base says afilu bizman hazeh. The Bezdin can give Makan and Shishlam and Adin, they can give me some Malkus. It says you don't even need a Bezdin of rabbis. It says the Zayin Tuvi Ho'ir, the seven members of the board. Traditionally in the Kehillas in Europe, they used to have a seven member board. That's because the Gemara talks about Zayin Tuvi here. So there are more quotes over here. The Zayin Tuvi here can determine that I deserve Misa and they have a right to give me the death penalty. It's not a function of Bezdin Makan and Shishlam. It's a din that we have to have, we have to maintain law and order. So if the community feels that a representative of the community, if they represent the community, they feel that it's necessary to maintain, to preserve law and order, to bump someone off or to give Malkus or whatever, they have a right to penalize. So if they can give Misa, they can give Malkus. The Gemara says someone was riding on a horse, Bimei Haivonim, and they gave him the death penalty. Riding on a horse is only an Issa Derabbanon, and they gave the death penalty. A man was Bo Alishta in public. So what's that? Not a dovet tzanua to do, so they gave him malchus. The malchus was shaloi kedin. So the Gemara, the Braisa gives these two examples. They gave misa shaloi al pidin, and they gave malchus shaloi al pidin. We paskin, you don't need Sanhedrin, you don't even need smuchim, you don't even need rabbanim. It's not even based on shlichus ad. The zayin tuvi who here can do it. That's in order to preserve the community. Someone's being purged together in the community. So the zayin tuvi here, the bezna have the right to make a penalty of a kanas. If they can make a penalty of Misa or Malkus, Bizman Hazeh, they can certainly make a penalty of Knas. But it says in the Gemara that you're not done dealing Knas's Bizman Hazeh, I mean the Knas's that are written in Chumash, that you're not done. But if the Bezin wants to give Lahirua Shalom Migda Musa Knas, that they can do. The Shadows, what about the Knas's that appear in the Gemara? Let's say the Gemara says, also an Achayv on Daf Tzadik on the base, that if I steal a mitzvah from somebody else, I have to pay Asor as a Huvim. The Gemara has an example. Mishishachatu yichase by kisei hadam. Whoever did the shechita achai v'yayif has the schus to do the kisei hadam. So let's say somebody. The Gemara tzarikala from the base. The Gemara says that 8 lines from the bottom, 10 lines from the bottom. Whoever did the shechita achai v'yayif, he has the schus to do the kisei hadam. So let's say I do shechita achai v'yayif. I'm about to do kisei hadam, and another guy grabs the mitzvah for me. Sometimes a lot of Akharim say, if I did Kisei Adam 100 times, 1,000 times, I can be mechabit someone else. Even the yeshiva, when sometimes they demonstrate the shechting birds, so that if there's a Rebbe there, so they'll be mechabit the Rebbe, because the guy, the one who teaches the class, did shechita many, many times. He did Kisei Adam many times over. So the Rebbe is the yeshiva, never did it. So the one who gives the Rebbe is this class. So they have, so many Akharim say, you're permitted to be mechabit someone else. So let's say he's mechabed me, and one of the students grabs it, and he does the kisei adam. So finished, the mitzvah is done. So the Gemara says there's a penalty. Chibei Rabbi Gamliel litan la'asar zohud. That's what the Gemara says, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So that's a shaila that we have a right to be done this knas bizman. This is not a knas la'hiru asher l'migda milsa. This is not chad pa'mi. This is an ongoing din derabbanan based on hefker bez nefker that you have to pay asar zohud. So that's a shaila. Can you be done that? Bizman hazeh. Is that included? That's in Siman Aleph, and Machloikis and Achrayim, and Chayshim Ishman. That you're not dandining Knosses, Bizman hazeh, the Gemara said, because Leis Bechisar and Kis. He also does no Chisar and Kis. He lost the mitzvah. He lost Tzchusim to perform a mitzvah, but there's not losing dollars and cents. So that's a deal. But if the Bez wants to make a Knoss Chad Pami, that's for sure they have a right to make a Knoss. Then they have discussions about Garmi. There's a machlekes taisus in the Ramban whether Garmi is the rice of the Rabban. Adam Amazik is if you make a hezik directly. Adam Amazik Aide Grama, we assume, is not chayiv. Adam Amazik Aide Garmi, most of the Rishonim assume that Garmi means something halfway in between Adam Amazik the Adayim and Grama Menizikin. Abdai Grama Menizikin, everybody holds part. And if it's halfway in between, so that's a machlekes satanayim, Rab Meir and the Chachamim, and Daf Kuf. And the Gemara says, we pass like Rab Meir. Dainin indeed in the Gami. That's how we assume. Dainin indeed in the Gami. So that's a machlekes, Taisus in the Ramban, where the Gami is the Raisa, the Rabban. So we learned on the first daf in Merubah. Tosis presents their position, Garmi is only a Knas mid the Rabban, and the Ramban disagrees, it's Dina de Garmi. So if we assume, like Tosis, Garmi is only a penalty, so that's a Shaila. Garmi is a penalty, but it's not like Hasaras de Huvim, it doesn't correspond to the Hefsid Mamun. The guy lost money over here, except that it's Garmi, and the Ramban holds that it's Chayv Min HaTorah, then Dina de Garmi is a real din. So even Tosis holds that it's a penalty mid the Rabbanon, but as a penalty mid the Rabbanon, we consider him an Adam HaMazik. We consider him an Adam HaMazik. And that's not Gzeilus v'chavolus. Adam HaMazik is not Chavolus. Chavolus is Chavolus v'chaveiro. Adam HaMazik, we are done in Bavon. But this is the Shaila Garmi, is a Knas mid the Rabbanon, not a Chad Pami Knas. It's in one sense, it's like the Knas. It's an ongoing Knas L'Doris. That's like in a certain sense, it's like the Knas of Asara Zehuvim. But it's better than that. Asar Zuvim doesn't correspond to any Hefsid Mammon. There's be Chisaron Kis. He by the Garmi, there is a Chisaron Kis. But the Rabbana, they declared him as an Adam HaMazik. So that the Mechaber writes in Siman Aleph that we are done dealing the Garmi Bizman Hazeh. That that's not a problem. The Asar Zuvim, maybe we're not done Bizman Hazeh. But the Din of the Garmi, yes. It's a different kind of Ikhna. We mentioned already, we don't have any nezek bizman hazeh, because you have to pay. Kama hu shava limka bashuk bishuk shel avadim. So if you live in America, you have to link and free the slaves. So there's no kama hu shava limka bashuk. It doesn't help that if you go to certain places in Africa or Asia, they still have a slave market. The Mishnah says in Erechen ein lehegdish ala mekom avishaita, when you determine the value of any given object, he's determining the value of a limb, of a body, it depends mekom avishaita, where the hezek occurred, where the chavola occurred. In that city, at that time, let's say, he broke off his arm before Lincoln freed the slaves. And the bezin, and then there was a civil war going on. And then finally they had a din Torah after the whole thing was all over. So now, after the whole thing is all over, now there's no more slave market. They just abolished it. But at the time, that's Ein LaHegdash Al HaMakom HaMishayta. But at the time that he made the Chavala, there was a slave market. So the Chavala, then he should have to pay. So it doesn't help that in another country there is a slave market. But in America, if the Chavala occurred in America, here there's no slave market. So the Nezik, there's nothing to pay. The Bezin may have the right to make him pay, like on the Chamishim or the Oynes HaMefata, or the Mayor of Moitzisham. Bez may decide, what, you broke the guy's arm. He chopped off his arm. They may decide I have to pay him $1 million before he should agree to accept my apologies. Okay, that's a different thing. That's in Shulchan Aruch. Even if you don't pay the Knossos, if you don't pay the Nezek, Bezin has a right to assess how much he has to pay in order that it should be reasonable that he's asking for a mechila.
Can they be yoreid l'nechassav after they assess that?
Can they be yoreid l'nechassav? I don't think so. That's an assessment, and it's like an Issa the Heta. I don't think so. That's like Enim Isratzalat Shifai says Chaver has to be Mafayas. It's a mitzvah. I don't think that Yorid Lenachosa. Got to look in Chesh Mish, but I don't think so. Then you have on this daf again, the Tosfos says the same as they wrote earlier on daf. It was a daf Chav Zayin on this. And the top Tosfos, Knas HaKamag Mishabal, what's the Knas? So Rashi wrote there that the Boshis is the Knas. And Tosfos disagrees that Boshis is not Knas. They hold that Boshis is Mammon. But it has the same status as Knas because Leis Bechi Saren Kis. So that was up. So it seems to be a Machlek. It's Rashi and Tosfos. What's the status of Boshis? More on the bottom, the list of 15 lines on Pei Dalet on the base, the Gemara has this enigmatic brisa, Machlokes Ben Azai and Rebbe, and you don't begin to understand what the words mean, the brisa. Kviya Nemer Tchila Ben Azai Amachabur Nemer Tchila. What are they fighting about? It's so obscure. So the Gemara gives a whole interpretation. They're fighting about the din, that you have to pay Tsar Shalai B'Makom Nezik. So Rashi points out, we know that the one who edited the Mishnah was Rebbe. He's not the author of the Mishnah. The Mishnah came generations earlier. Some of the Mishnah are from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Abu Dram says, Zel Mekoyman. He claims from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why no machlekes. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have any machlekes. He was there all alone. He passed in all the Shaivas. He says, Lefnim and Akloim. The Losh Lefnim and Akloim is only applicable in the Mishkan. Later on, there were no Akloim. So some of the Mishnayos are way, all the way earlier, but all the Mishnayos are before the days of Rebbe. So is that, that's the question over here. Can you have a Mishnah, a Stam Mishnah, that contradicts Rebbe's opinion? Can you have a Stam Mishnah? We have it all the time. The opening Mishnah Sanhedrin is like that. It says, Dini Nefoshes, Dini Mamad is Bishloisha. So the Tosefta quotes that Rebbe disagrees, holds Dini Mamad, it says Bechamisha. So on the bottom of the page of the Tosefta in Sanhedrin, the Mefarish quotes from the Sefer Akrisis, from the one that we showed, the Rash Mekin, and he asked the Kasha, Rebbe is the one who wrote the Mishnayos, so how does he write the Mishnah, Dini Mamad is Bishloisha, if he himself disagrees, he holds Dini Mamad is Bechamisha, he darshans the Pesukim differently. So he answers, the Rash Mekinen answers, Rebbe was honest, he knew that his opinion was outvoted. So he always held Dini Mamad is Bechamisha, he insisted on having a Bezna of Chamisha. But he can't write that just because it's my personal opinion. I'm writing a book that's going to be used for all of Kol Yisrael, the Deri Deris Mishnayos, and I know that I was outvoted. So that's not fair, because I'm the editor of the book, so I should smuggle in all of my opinions and force everybody to follow my Shita. That's not fair. So Rebbe knew that he was outvoted, so he didn't even write his Shita in the Mishnah. His students recorded his Shita in the Tosefta. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Oshi were the ones who edited the Tosefta. So they put in Rebbe's Shita there. So the question is over here, it is possible to have a Mishnah that's the Loike Rebbe. It's unusual, but it is possible. So that's the Machlokes Amoraim over here. The Mishnah seems to imply that you have to pay Tzar, Afilu Shlovim Makom Nezek, even if there's no Nezek to be paid at all. Let's say Bizman Azeh. There is no Nezek in America because Lincoln freed his slaves, so there's no Kamahu Shavalim Kabashim. There was a Hezek, though. There was a Hezek. So I don't know, would that be called Tsar Shaloba Makom Nezek if there was a? He cut off his arm. But there's no payment. There's not Shach to pay because there's no Kamahu Shavalim Kabashim. So would that be the same Machlekes? The Gemara has a tradition that that's a Machlekes Rebbe and Ben Azai. They just have a Machlekes Amorim. Which way does the Machlekes go? Or maybe that's not the Machlekes. The Gemara has a whole discussion about this this Medrash Pliya Brisa, that you don't know what's going on in the Brisa. So would that be considered Tsar Shalom B'Makom Nezek? If there was Nezek, but Al Pi Din, there's nothing to pay. Maybe that case is for sure. That's Tsar B'Makom Nezek. He cut off his arm. Tsar Shalom B'Makom Nezek means that Mamish no Nezek. It's Mamish no Nezek. Anyway, that's a machlokes, and we pass them that you do pay. Tzar b'makom nezik, tzar shelo b'makom nezik, you do pay. And it's just a shaila, is that what the Tanaim were fighting about? And if so, is the Mishnah the Loike Rebbe, which would be an unusual Mishnah, or is the Mishnah Kirebi the way it usually is? The Mishnah is usually our Kirebi. Tomorrow, what do we make up? The Bechina is when? Tomorrow. What time? 11 o'clock in this room. Okay. I already typed it last night. It's waiting. Okay. So then later we'll try to have a shiur. Try to continue. No, people will be prepared to continue tomorrow. Try.